Okay, so I think our challenge is to consider the force on budget for which cooperative finance and traditional affairs. That the one item on the agenda. If the other item, surely we'll discuss them in our next meeting. And ETCs are starting next week. And then ours is going to be debated on the 3rd of May. There will be some time for colleagues to prepare themselves. Honorable Mushu, most welcome. I think that your spirit is high today. Well, we can change that though. I know we appreciate that. We should start, colleagues, and see what we can do and report. We'll meet at the next week of our meeting. Any agent met up on the street? Yes, of course, we meet to Mushugu. We appreciate by. And then when are we starting our campaign for coin sending? Is it still on track? When is that one?
Chair, the only time that is available for the commission is after the 20th of May. I think you will get another member who will be available, because before then, I think members will be busy with the budget.
Okay. Now we'll work on it, but we must start the public here. We promised the client then that we'll start the top public here. We are not going to conclude it before the 3rd of August. That day is pronounced as the day for election. And I think we should try to find some starting time, starting day. We may then defer it until after election, but we must start working on that. And then otherwise then we delay something that is very important to other types of our community and the coins. Can we then give it our reporters and our apologies?
The youth apologies to person from the host, Mr. Tinwa and Mr. Mayim and Mr. Mutu.
Okay. Apologies are presented. I think there's no problem with this apology. Can we then deal with our report, please? This is the committee, portfolio committee report for budget. We vote for. I think we met with all our stakeholders, we met with our entities, we were briefed by the department. The working relationship between the committee and the department, I think, is very robust, is very cordial. I think they are very diligent when they come before the committee to present their report. I think they have presented their report for us, and then out of that discussion with all entities, we formulated this report for consideration by the members of the portfolio committees in this meeting. And then inspiration for our debate on vote 4 on the 3rd of March. Can we present the report for adoption? Page 1 of our report. Introduction. Any area on that introduction that members think we didn't capture, but they should have captured. Is point 1 on our agenda, the introduction. It's a brief introduction, then I move on. Our view of the policy and priorities for 2016 to 17. Any view on that one? What is the quorum here? This is number. The Quran is 6 number of qualities. The 11 members, all in all, 6 from the ANC, 5 for other parties. And then let's see the 6 numbers here. Then the Quran is formed. And Dao has been an alternate member, has been a full-time alternate member. 6 ANC, Dao is an alternate member. You count everyone. You count it. He doesn't vote if he's lazy to vote, but we form a forum there to call it, right? There's no problem about it. And we proceed then and deal with the two on our agenda, what we call overview on the policy priorities. It's on page 2. Any problem with that? If we capture everything, in the factual sense really, not in terms of how you speak political, but factually, did you capture everything that you wanted to be captured? Can we move to the key element for the department from the State of the Nation addressed by the President this year? Any lacking issue there that is missing for whatever reason? Language that is very problematic, that is not clear. Grammar teachers will always assist. Can we move to full alignment of the department's strategy and national priorities? Page 2, item 4 on the report. It seems there's no kill on that. Page 3, honorable members, we didn't waste much of our time. It's really what the department says are problems. It's 1, 2, 6, and we have kept them there and explained a little bit what is the purpose of the software. And then we have also explained the issue of police analysis in terms of program number 2. Program number 6 is community work program. I know that Honorable Musu was live this one. Community work program. Is there any issue? Can we move? Can we move to 5? That is about 4-point analysis. There are a lot of figures on this one because the figures are not wrong. They are captured as they were agreed by the budget. And that's what is the allocation per program. And that is page 4. If there's a figure that is not correct, colleagues just capture it. And then we can then move on. Can we move to page 5? These are programs also. Administration, program 2. I wouldn't waste your time. Can we move to page 7? This is the problem is that here really on the budget board for the department. Problem 3, institutional development. Any missing problem in terms of sub-programs that are not captured? Graph. Just explain the expenditure of the sub-program. Can we move at page 10? Program 4, National Disaster Management Center. We have created this center that helps in the law. And therefore, the center now, I'm told, is up and running. We have been briefed about the function of the center. We created that before it was passed by the ship. It seems all the sub-programs there are intact. Let's move to page 12. Budget allocation, cluster management center, there's a graph there. Explaining the simple term, the expenditure. Move to program 5, local government intervention support management. A lot of sub-programs, Anyone that is missing? The expenditure there is elaborated. Page 14. Mutu will talk to the doctor. Program 6, community work program. The part that is capturing the purpose of the program, what it seeks to do. Creating job opportunities or work opportunities. Page 15 is a continuation. The graph there for expenditure purposes. Sub-programs there are operated on. The money spent. Can we move to observations? Bullet number one there, that observation, the presentation. Any new idea there that maybe is not captured well? What we say and what we write sometimes differs. The Honorable Masson.
That it would be a useful thing, an observation there, to indicate where we expect the Constitutional Court to sit. I know it's not an easy thing, just a sense. I let it in every week after next, that's but it's not a material, very, very, very material point, but as a fact, maybe just a useful thing to allow us to track the issues.
Okay, I think it's yesterday in the midst of the joint meeting, we saw that the department is going to choose what you call identifier. Rather than address, they just call identifier. The members of the identifier is going forward. Member of society. And it's something that we must make follow up on that. I think when our report talks to the section, one way or another, whether the proposal or recommendation that we presented to the chamber last time was actually implemented. Somewhat before on the observation, I think we must capture that. It was a very critical area. The only judge focus I mentioned whether it is implementation of our resolution. There were some resolutions in our proposals last year. Just get a sense whether they are implemented or not. Observation should be very clear. And then they were not able to implement all of them or not. But the staff must have put it out. That observation really, because it doesn't assist
to come in this meeting and repeat ourselves several times, no one implement anything. And then we should know that the progress, if they implemented five of them, would indicate they've implemented five of them. If it's work in progress, we're indicating this one is work in progress. That will ensure that we do our oversight function equally. And we know that what the court says about us. And Mushugu introduced that. That accountability and oversight, you are not doing it very well. Let us be robust in general and deal with some of these issues. When we make proposals, the staff of they must identify those that are adopted by a national assembly. And just ensure every meeting there's some report back that is given to the Committee on the Implementation of our resolution. I think we'll have it very difficult if we don't do that. Bullet one, capturing the point that Honorable Masson is raising, find a space there. Bullet number two, the committee welcome. The more active monitoring and accountability measures. And any point on bullet one? Can we move to bullet That bullet three, the committee not have a concerned understanding. And there is an understanding there that we are very concerned about. And then must note that because if we do not understand anything, we remit of us not to do the work in that way. That's a message for your friend. You are with us?
Yes,
if you are with us, you are very able. No member should be left behind. Mushugu, you are with us? Okay, now we take the point and hopefully in the debate in the chamber you will transcend it all those matters. Surely we would interrupt your speech. And then let us move to bullet number four. The committee welcomes the role of the CR. I know that the Prophet Mboro is complaining and they do all these things. Because he doesn't want to account and tell us where's the money. Where does the bank depend the money? Well, I'm not sure. But it's an issue that is there. I think the committee must give them support. The committee should give them support. Those who communicate on behalf of the committee, I've never seen them in this meeting anyway. And it's important for them to give them radio reports, because what they are doing is what she is elaborated on in their functions. The court also, I think, has made a declaration on Chapter 9 institution already. And then they shouldn't be taken for the right. They are very important board. And surely Mboro must appear before them and give them their account. Where is the money? No problem, so I think that's what we can do in Orlando State on Saturday. Go to Boro and join the man in Boro. Let us proceed. Bullet number five. There, I think we have just indicated on the religious sector all the negative practices there. But I don't have to also, you want to be a priest or a prophet now. Because it's money making. Charms, exploiting the most poor and vulnerable in society. I'm not saying that religion is not important, it's very important, but it must not be abused. And abusing religion, I think, should be a cardinal sin. And that must be a prayer. I know that I'm a priest. Not a priest.
I'm on the way to becoming one.
Run away from one. You
are never back from me.
Just avoid abusing religion. Otherwise, the CRL is going to be in trouble. Bullet number seven, colleagues, there. The committee welcomed the 10-point plan. We have indicated those 10-point plan there. That's the second phase of implementation of the federal basis by the entire government. I think we are happy that if there's nothing that corresponds to this. Can we move to point eight, the institutionalization of the peer-to-peer program? Observation really that it's becoming institutionalized our department, generally speaking. It seems that the program is doing well and many departments are adopting it. And then it's just a thing that's really to do the work that it's supposed to do. And bullet number nine. The committee notes with concern the delays in the finalization of the intergovernmental one. This one really, I'm not sure if you want to make it an observation or not. It's just we have never even seen a copy of ourselves. I'm not sure it's possible to be concerned about something that we have never seen. or presented to us. I'm not sure what you want us to do anything on the 9th, please speak. Because if one hasn't said, but have you seen this thing? Well, never. I don't think all of us have ever seen a cup of it. Maybe we are jumping the guns on it. I think it's not necessary. That's what I must say. I think that we have never seen this legislation. No one ever refers about it. I think it would be dangerous just to assume that because we heard about it sometimes in the news, therefore it's something that we should observe. We shouldn't observe something that's never been presented to us. And then I guess that we must remove that one completely. Bullet number 9 now, if you remove number 9 as it stands, the committee welcomes the statutory recognition of concerned community leaders, such as in traditional Korean. And then is that one is not causing any problem for anyone really. We have started already working on the field. It's long overdue. But you are not coming to the committee to ensure that it works. They are looking for mayorship of first. They are looking for. To be a mayor. Well, that it will collapse the next day. It will be a disaster.
You know what? When I was a councillor then, you wanted to change it for someone. But the best of being councillor of the year, you were part of
it. Oh, I remember. We came and to give you something. Yeah. But they are not in the ANC anyway. That capacity that is up here. Mayor of Rasen, the growing switch. Mayor Mufuku, that would be a disaster. How is that terrible? Let us move for recommendation, Mufuku. And recommendations. Recommendation number 1, that is black 1. That a department? You want a fine colleague? Recommendation number 2, bullet number 2, that the Development Bank of Southern Africa through the commission. Is it that one causing any harm to us? I think we are happy with it. So they'll come really in people's general. They're giving money by treasury to support local authorities. You must hear. What are they doing with money? Are they building some toilet somewhere? Mr. Gray, that one? Okay. There, bullet number 2 for recommendation. Bullet number 3, that the department ensure that the recommendation of forensic audit. I think this one has been Banga also complaining about this, in Nelson Mandela and other areas. I think we are putting that down now as a recommendation. And then all these recommendations, again, the staff, once they are accepted by Parliament, are captured. Labor, every time you come in, every 2 months, give us a detailed report about the implementation of the recommendation. Because I think the court really is to say that you are not holding administrative accountable. You are almost the relation of duty. I think it's a big problem for members of Parliament. It's just a big problem. Big problem. Then you must turn things around. Really, Parliament must be bold enough that hold people accountable. I think we should do that. This commission is then a good chance to do it. And I know that we differ in terms of our ideology, but we agree on basic issues. That's how we want to move. Can we move to bullet number 4? The department should ensure that the manager would be appointed local government following the upcoming elections, have appropriate and requisite skills. I think this is part of occupation. Employed, that's why you will only be a mayor if you qualify. Because it's scarce. And then I think on this one, since colleagues, we don't have a problem at all. And Corruptor and National Treasury should monitor adherence to the agreement between the municipalities, water boards, and have come to ensure that proactive intervention can be made if a municipality fails to pay for services rendered. I think the situation that happened really when there was disagreement between the Elcom fishing off some light because most rights were not paying was not good because entities, state entities really not engage each other. I think what we are confirming that there should be engagement, they should talk and make arrangements for them for payment purposes. A court must report to the committee on a quarterly basis on progress made. regarding payment of government debt to municipalities. We know that the some of the departments, provincial and national ones, themselves are all local authorities or local municipalities. The point that is raised there is must encourage them to pay. You pay and complain later. Pay first and complain later. That is the last one. There are almost 5 recommendations. Last year we achieved 4 recommendations. Honorable Masson?
No, if we want to make a recommendation or observation in general, to DMS or members of the point, we're not seeking to control or government control on religious institutions, but say that we should assist and show greater accountability and transparency on these institutions, never side of this.
As part of the when you're dealing with the CRI, put some emphasis on it. You can't have a state controlling religion, but the state has a duty to protect poor people from being exploited by whoever, anyway. And then I think you must assist really society to work correctly, that people are not launched really to end up paying so much money. And for nothing, yes. Nowadays, this water, people used to get free of charge. But if you go to this prophet now, I'm told that this bottle of water is 18,000 won. A poor person must pay everything for a bottle of water. That does work anyway, but it's a bigger problem that you're facing. That's why you'll be a mayor. And about the point I'm raising is that Honorable Masondo, the state is not controlling or regulating this, but themselves, they must be able to manage things correctly. They must have public institutions by and large, really. They must be transparent also. They must allow some charlatans to come in and cause problems for the religion. And we must work it out on that. Secretary, you have captured this thing correctly. You don't go to the chamber and you say, but this one is wrong. And then characterize correctly. What we say and what we write should be in sync. It's very easy to say something that when it's written is not really the place to capture the essence of what you're trying to say. Then, colleagues, you are closing there, but the committee is encouraged with an honor of the Commonwealth of Spain for 2017 of the Department of Governance and Affairs, after the rabbi, MISA. Support Innovation Board, supporting with support is recommendation. The committee recommends to the chamber that the 2016-2017 budget allocation of the Department of Corporate Governance and Internal Affairs and its entities be approved. That's the main recommendation that I present. If they approve it or they don't approve it, it will depend whether the chamber's position. Yes, sir. You want to make a point?
Oh no, I thought you were concluding on the matter.
Okay, no.
Whether this thing is affecting the thing, you must do what?
Okay, no, let us, we are going then now to put the report for consideration by the committee. We deal with one area that is the work was just to tighten up. The report, colleagues, is then presented for your consideration and adoption. Any view on the report? Honorable Masson?
More
acceptance of the report. Any different view?
We just reserve our opinion.
Reserve your opinion.
For now.
Honorable Masson?
I'm not reserving my opinion. Well, for this, they are not going to agree with what has put to the communication space. That is not a compromise department.
compromise this instability within the village cabinet. So our minister is a compromise in this for 72 hours. We will never oversee this budget. And with the credit that we have in the early protest, almost every day we budget for nothing. So I'm not going to support.
Okay. No, no, you understand the very colleague. We have accepted the report. And I'm from a premise that in Togo, we are a Democrat.
Yes.
I'm not sure they are social Democrat or national one. Sometimes I'm not sure about the politics, what you're speaking. You are socialist? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I call it the report then is adopted later by the committee. We will, of course, note the point that is raised by the member of the DA and the Masipa. We'll also note that economic mature is facing, but the report really is adopted. Then the House, the colleagues will be faced to debate the way you want to debate. And then, but Mutuba is not opposed to the report as
such. No, I'm opposed.
He has some concern.
And
I will debate it in the chamber.
No, but
Mutuba. Mutuba, your objection is noted. Thank you very much. The meeting colleagues is against according to FG and what?
No, man.